Okay, we'll go ahead and get started this afternoon with the budget work session from facilities. And you're going to save your little. So do you want to start off with anything?
With all the thing that's going on since 2016 started, I think this will probably be the highlight of the week. Other than that.
Can you count on it?
I hope so.
Okay.
There is something that maybe not for the rest of you, but for me, it's a little confusing what I am asking for in the new keyless entry. It's spread out amongst the three buildings, so we can get into detail when we get to that. But other than that, I think everything's pretty straightforward and okay. In my budget.
And I did have a question. I'll just address it now, and you can talk about it if you want. I had a question, I think, from you about do you think, or why do I have three? Why do I have to have three or four budgets? Why can't it just all be one that's under facilities, blah blah blah? Mm-hmm. And you know, quite frankly, since I started here, this is the way it's been. And I assume for the ability to determine what the cost of maintaining each building is. I mean, I'm assuming that's what the goal was.
That was the original goal.
Originally was to, okay, what's the cost of this? What's the cost of this? What's the cost of this?
Right.
It's totally up to the Board of Supervisors, obviously, as to how we do this.
And I'm not opposed to that at all. What I guess the thought that came to my mind was, like, last year, one of my budgets, I think it was the admin building, was getting kind of tight with some things that were going on. And I just thought if I had one blanket budget number that I wouldn't, I think I put an amendment in for that building. Was that some extra work that necessarily wouldn't have to be done if I just went under one department budget number?
It was primarily your predecessor's feeling that he thought it would be a better way to kind of look at all the different costs, because we've got to remember back when we were just going into the new Justice Center and all of that, and then the improvements over there with the geothermal well fields and all of that. We were trying to get a better handle on how the dollars were being spent throughout. I think it's really something that if you want to bring a request to us about how you think it might be easier for you to do, and if leases have to work, I don't see why.
Well, one building we probably couldn't do that with is HSC because
right.
of the
department.
Yeah, we got to know what's happened there.
Right. Yeah, because we get reimbursed, you know.
But absolutely, we get reimbursed. But does that so help me through this? So let's say that Cal has extra custodial supplies money at CLP,
right?
And he's fine on custodial supplies there, but he needs them here, and he's out of custodial supplies here. Is there some reason that he can't move? I mean, I understand that it rests with us, but there's no legal reason that he couldn't buy him out of that.
I can move over to the service area and reappropriate dollars. That's not a big deal.
See, I really, really like being able to see what we're budgeting and what we're actually spending building by building.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it should be something that ties your hands or car. I mean, we're asking you to take care of these buildings, and if you need to pull something somewhere and utilize it somewhere else, I think we should have the flexibility to do that.
That's a matter of reappropriating, so that's not hard to do.
And my bottom line was I didn't want to be doing any extra paperwork steps that maybe we didn't have to if we could just keep track of it, like you say, and just have one number. But everything else would stay the same so that we could track everything and there wouldn't be any mystery. But, you know, if one did go short and I took some from the other.
Yeah, and I think you can look at your budget like that. You can look at your budget as a bottom line kind of deal.
Right.
I mean, it all comes from the same place, right? We aren't pulling from different funds to get to this. Yeah, I think as one of our department heads, you look at your budget as a bottom line kind of deal. You keep track of it. You make sure that we're seeing exactly where the money's getting spent. But at the end of the day, it's your responsibility to do this. And if you need to pull from this line item to put into another one, as long as we're looking at the bottom line the same way, I think we're fine.
Okay.
And hopefully that doesn't create a whole lot of extra paperwork. I mean, that's...
Well, that's what I was trying to stay away from. And in reality, you know, after things happen, things do get shuffled around.
Right.
After they're bought, you know, we have to bring stuff from one building because we may need it in another building. Then the same goes the other way. So.
And it's all the same fund and the same service area, so that's not a big issue.
It's just something I wanted to talk about.
Okay. We want to make it as easy as possible.
I appreciate that.
Up to a point.
Well,
we've got to be able to do what we do, and information is the lifeblood of what we try to do. And so we've got to have the information, and so I like it broken out, but I don't want to make you guys' lives any tougher in figuring out how to do what you're charged with doing.
Okay. With that, any questions on the revenue? Because I think
it's
don't spend it all in one state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours, we just know
where we're going. Yeah, we don't have one. Okay. We move to...
at least we're making money.
Expenditures, and I think this is where Lisa's.
So your salaries line items are going to look very weird at this point in time. There's 27-page raise next year, first of all. I'm also splitting you out because you now have, beginning July 1st, you'll have a bargaining unit and a non-bargaining unit. The amount budgeted in the original column there is actually 94% of what we have anticipated. So the amount we estimated is what I'm saying is going to be you're going to need for salaries. And then the comparison between the two, so your budget increase is actually based on the 94% budget. So it looks a little wacky.
But what we expect to approve here is going to be, so for the FY17 budget, this is showing 100% of every approved position. We expect to budget 94%. So when you see a published budget from us, I would expect it to be about 94% of the two numbers that are there right now, and then we'll go through the same process that we went through this year.
Okay.
Where we get through the year, and then as we're going, from 313 is what we originally budgeted, and we're going to go to 341, and that's just going from the 94% to the actual, what we actually expect you to spend. The 155 plus the 198, you're going to see about 94% of that actually budgeted, and then we'll come back again next year and we'll appropriate dollars in to get us to actual.
Okay. Is that just for salaries or is that throughout?
That's all the way.
It's salaries, FICA, IFRS, Flex, and salaries, FICA, IFRS, and Flex.
Okay, so they're related.
They're related.
94% of position costs.
Okay.
With the exception, I don't do insurance in that. I'm actually doing 100% on insurance.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and then we need to go down. Anybody have any questions as we go down?
Equipment, parts, and supplies, I think you showed a little bit of an increase over previous year's expenditure, but I think it has more to do with some of the ongoing maintenance and things like that.
I believe, are you talking 241-51? That's what we're talking about for that, for the keyless entry increase. That's where that falls in.
Everything else stays
the same. All three budgets in 241 are going to have an additional $20,000 in them, because the whole cost is going to be about 60, is what he's saying.
And I'd just like to mention also, last year at this time, I spoke to you and you approved for me to have $8,000 in each of those budgets, because I was going to go on replace keyless entry boards. I did not spend any of that money because this new issue came up after the budget was over. So all that money is still in each one. Hopefully that I can move ahead and put into that keyless entry program. So.
Give me 3 minutes on the new keyless entry.
It's a web-based system, so you know it's going to be a lot more functional from anywhere for us to operate. The other thing is the old system is not supported anymore. It's that old that they say any new operating systems come out, this isn't going to do it. So to me, it makes no sense when we're this close on money why stay with this old system
And is the hardware still the same? Same cost, same everything on the hardware?
The hardware stays the same. It's just the boards and the software that gets replaced.
Okay, and the boards were what the real expense was in. What does it look like for those?
These are a lot less, and they're, you can piggyback on to them. So it is.
So we don't have the same problem where we were getting into, okay, that board's full. We've got to go spend $4,000 for a board to do one door.
Right. I can buy like a two-door piggyback that goes onto these, and we can add on to them as we grow. Okay. But the thing is, the new boards will have all the four spaces, which should, you know, give a surplus in every building, because right now we've still got two board panels that I was going to replace with four doors. So it looks good from what I can see. So
okay, now I have a question about the $8,000 that was in this year. You did not reestimate your current year down, but we should reestimate that down by $8,000. Or is that okay? So tell me, is it $20,000 per, or is it $28,000 per?
$8,000 each building.
Right.
$24,000 total.
Right.
So
you're not going to spend that.
This was my question. I could start buying the new equipment out of that with that $8,000 instead of juggling money around, if that's acceptable to the board.
Not only is it acceptable, it's preferable.
Okay.
It's preferable to me, if we decide we're going this new route, which it makes sense to me that we would, I would just soon get as much of it handled in this fiscal year. And to me, that means not only the $8,000, the $24,000 that you have budgeted, but if we have any other savings that we can find to go ahead and shift it to this year rather than putting it in next year's budget, I would be completely supportive of that.
Okay,
so that means, if I'm hearing this correctly, we can actually lower next year's by $8,000 for sure.
At least $8,000. Because we're saying take the $8,000 you've got in this year's budget. But I'm asking you now, is there any more that you can do this year? Do you have any more capacity than that this year to go ahead and get these done? And then I'll turn to my counterparts and I'll say, if this is something we want to do and we have capacity, the way our ending fund balances are looking right now, we have capacity to go ahead and shift the whole thing forward into this year. I don't know if there's a huge timing thing, if you need plenty of time to get this done, or if it's as simple as ordering it and getting it and getting it installed. But I just assume it's $80,000 total is what you're telling me?
No, I think I had $60,000 total.
So $60,000 total, and we know we've got 24 of it.
24.
You might have a little more in savings that you can find, but if we could go find, say, a new 30 to put in, and we said, okay, you take 24, you find six more out of this year's budget, we put a new 30 in, let's go ahead and get the whole thing done this year, not budget any of it for next year. Can you do that? Can you find six more?
I think we can, yeah.
Lisa, can we put 30 in there? And so now that we would take all of it out of the FY17. And if there's a project that you guys have done during the next 5 months.
The bottom line to that, people just can't get in the building to do the work.
It's a cold, windy day. I'm all for that.
Wayne, I could do that any day you ask for it.
You at the front door,
buddy.
I'm not a great
people. Okay. So, Lisa, you got the numbers and places where you need to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now I've got it that we're taking $20,000 out of each building.
Oh, out of each building. Okay. I'm going to write that down.
And what? 10 to the current year re-estimation of each room.
Right.
So that we can, and you guys want to call
it. And so when I look at your sheets,
so you're going to move 10,000 into each budget? Okay.
So for our amended amount for 16, instead of being 57, we'll do 67.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll go to 49 for next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to This is the money. And that's the only question I have.
Vehicle fuels and maintenance. Aren't we a little high on 7,200 both in terms of this year and next year?
We can probably come down a little bit on that, and since the gas price, fuel prices have come down considerably.
I mean, the 1859, is that truly through half the year?
It's through December, according to mine, but
December.
I don't know if they've paid December's fuel costs. I mean,
let me look.
Do we take generator fuel out of that, or does that come out of utilities?
I'm thinking it comes out of that, but we can put it in 241, however you want to pay for it.
So last year is at 5,943.
Mm-hmm. And we did pay fuel this month.
And so where are you now?
We're at 25% used for this right now.
In half the year.
Yep.
Right. So it looks to me like 59, with fuel prices being lower, 59 is more than enough. Right? You spent 59 in FY15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuel prices are lower today than they were.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for a re-estimation, we can go down to 55 or even 5,500 probably.
Yeah,
make it an even number.
55, we'll move that.
And then I would suggest a straight carry through for 17 to 5,500.
As long as the grass don't grow too much.
Well, you know, if we have to come back and deal with that later, we will.
Cheap.
Well, what we need to have is just the...
Yeah, goats. Goats and goats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You really going to stand up and work, Carrie?
Of course.
Okay. I'm all in on the sandy bed.
Yeah,
as long as it's used.
Absolutely. I walk as much as I can.
Good.
So, yes.
Will really likes hers.
Mm-hmm. She stands by the bed.
Yeah, every time I've gone in there, she's standing.
Yeah.
Oh, I have something similar at home.
They throw that right out, don't they?
Cal uniforms and equipment. I'm seeing the same thing there that I'm seeing in fuels, and I'm just wondering if
they have more staff coming in, and equipment has to be replaced.
That's not up for discussion.
Yeah.
The negotiations are going to be.
Let's leave it alone then.
Where I was at on that was.
Okay.
And we will tax with the IRS substance tax.
Right. Communication service, I think, is down for everybody. Right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know that everybody just kind of carried it through, but it looks like we're lower than we expect. So can we reduce that by 800 to 1,000?
I think so. I mean, I think we're on track to spend 500 this year.
Okay.
We're at 31% spent right now.
All right.
50% of the year.
We'll go 1,000 on that.
So we can go down to 3,500 on communication?
Okay.
Okay. Both for re-estimated and...
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that. We're not having to find as much money as I thought we were going to find.
Yeah.
We're easy to please.
You're easy? I mean...
You sending anybody on education and training? You haven't sent anybody anywhere that yet so far.
I've got licensing coming up this year for two of us.
Okay.
So I will be spending some of that money. Plus, I will be having the custodial school again that probably have staff going to.
Okay.
So.
Utilities.
Just depends on what the weather does. We're pretty tight on that one there.
Mm-hmm.
Forecast yields calls for a mild winter.
Yeah.
So. I mean, not the better stuff we've had.
But I'd say let's just leave it, and if we've got to amend something in later this year.
Okay. Hopefully we're going to be within where it should be. Building repairs, I think I've got some concrete work added in there that's brought that up just a little bit.
You know, I did stumble coming in the back door of Laura Liss's fault. She had to carry this lunch bag that was so heavy here about a couple of weeks ago. Right outside our back door there's still a little lip there. Really don't impact employees or workers' comp. I thought about five.
They should know better by now.
Probably just need a straight. I mean, I don't know if it's a little
bit. I'll have to measure it and see if it's...
It's not an inch.
It's not a full inch.
I think it's worse than one.
I just don't pay any attention to it.
Yeah.
But it's little things like that. Occasionally, I thought, because if it happens to me, it could happen to somebody else. And they would probably take the same attitude that I took. Example was the snowdrift that we had out here in the rear end. I drove out of there and made too sharp a turn because it was too high and just crushed inside of my truck. But the next day I noticed it was mostly gone down because you had them out there and you didn't know how to snow. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I didn't say nothing about my wife always complains to me about cutting these corners real quick, close, and I say, well, I got a truck. It's okay. But there's little things, and I will always eyes and ears. The staff would more or less, they see things, they just mention it to you, we can take a look at it and see if something needs to be done. That's what we want to do more than anything. No problem. So, where do we go from here?
I think that's it for the administration building.
Yeah. So,
so now we're CLP.
CLP.
And for me, I think we leave CLP for now just like it is, but we try to get to the end of figuring out if we're going to get this thing sold or not before March 15th, and then we can pull this. So, if you guys don't know, there's an interest in them buying it.
So we heard rumor.
Yeah, so we're going to try to figure it out. That would mean that you guys would then have no responsibility. That group homes is not accurate because we still have group homes.
We still have the group homes, and we would not have the admin building.
Wouldn't have the COP admin building.
And all you do at the group homes is the outside work, correct? You're not doing janitorial in the group homes.
No custodial work. Maintaining the facility and the grounds, correct. So
I wouldn't see that changing anytime in the near future with the three group homes.
They're not interested in purchasing those.
And they're complex. They're more complex to sell and keep running. I think group homes, congratulations, they're yours for foreseeable future. I think something's going to happen with the administration. So unfortunately, that means the rent revenue goes away.
That's good to hear. Just appreciate any information you can give me, because there will be a lot of things such as the building controls, the keyless entry, things like that that we will have to get pricing on so that...
Our goal is to have it completed by the end of the fiscal year, because that's when the lease is up. If we don't have to extend the lease, then it can be in everybody's favor. So. And we met with the city Monday, and it sounds like we can get it done timeline-wise.
And the other thing is, there's still a basement full of stuff. We either have to, somebody's got to take it, or else we've got to start hauling it to the dump and get it cleared out unless they want it. I guess that would be another option, if sell it as is.
We will need, in the cage that's locked, we would need to find space for the files, the client files, because we have to hang on to all of those until 2022.
Mm-hmm. And there's still some, my understanding is there's still some IT equipment that they don't use, but that we may have to remove.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that shouldn't be too bad.
Budgeted money to have.
And we've got our shop budget down there that would have to go to. Those files is what bothers me.
Yeah.
I have nothing in mind
put them.
Where to go with those?
My question is there no place that in the Human Service Building?
Well, unless we just put them in one of those unoccupied.
And secure it somewhat.
What about Veterans Affairs?
I'd have to go and count how many.
That's good
about.
Office space. I hate to fill it full of storage.
Because at one time there was potential discussion about possible fire recovery relocating, but that may or may not be something in line there.
And those files are not locked. Even if we could, I don't know where the keys are at. That's why they're behind.
The other thing is, I don't know how much we have there. I mean, to put that on a second level of one of the buildings, are we going to have a weight issue? Is there that much there that we have a concern of?
It's kind of deceiving when you go into that area right now because there are just a bunch of filing cabinets, but some of them are totally empty.
Okay.
And others are full.
Well, those are all things
that we need to go into account.
Our combined space here in this building that the county attorney used to store all that stuff.
We haven't. That's where our employee files are.
HR and I have.
Now, we would have. But I'm talking a half a dozen file cabinets is all we could fit in there.
There's more.
I mean, we need to be able to have access to all those files.
So it seems to me that...
let's get a group of somebody who wants
to. We need to look at building a non-climate controlled, secure space, probably off of one of the two new secondary roads buildings that we built off-site.
Can you store those files in a non-climate controlled?
I'd be careful where you're storing them all. It's all HIPAA.
I'm saying you build something, I mean, it'd be concrete and steel is all it would be. It would be secure access from the inside of one of those secondary roads buildings, but it would be separated from it. I think you could do that for damn near next to nothing if you're putting up the rest of it, and it gives us some space. I mean, that's basically what the basement is. The basement at CLP is unfinished.
But I think you're going to have to worry about all the paper getting moldy.
That would be an issue.
And we need to have it be, it doesn't get access, but we do get requests from Medicaid or...
Once a month.
When we had the old care facility, we tried to use that, a garage in there as that type of storage. And
it didn't work.
The heat and the cold, the paper was ruined in it. So there, and down the basement of CLP, we are at approximately 50 to 60 degrees down there year round. So
I would also like to maybe go back to the Human Services Building and take a look, because in Community Services, that whole back office area is cubicles. And as we're downsizing the case management program, would there be space, could we reconfigure some of those cubicles back there so that we could put those files there, and at least they're in an office location that gets locked, and there is some security, and it's an office that's HIPAA covered.
And we have, 6 years
to keep that there? 2022. There's stickers on the filing cabinets.
But you said the filing cabinets don't lock.
They might. I just don't know.
It's worth an investment by us to get some lockable, if we go with something like that, just get some lockable filing cabinets and scrap the ones that we either don't have keys for or they don't work. So it's worth it to figure out how much floor space we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
Basement of Human Services, we don't have to worry about the weight load or anything like that.
Right.
And we can figure out what kind of space load we need. This could move as rapidly as anything like this can move.
Right.
If we get going.
That would be the big issue, and we sure don't want to move it twice. We don't have to if we can possibly figure it out now.
So I'm suggesting just leaving CLP as it is for now until we figure out some more.
Okay.
I'm on page 113. Is that where we're supposed to be?
Yep.
So on equipment, parts, and supplies, down to 36.5. Mm-hmm. Vehicle fuels and maintenance, down substantially.
That was 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000? Yeah. Okay. And communication services, 3,000. Terry, are we running, I mean, that's truly accounting for half the year, right?
Yep.
We don't see any increases this year, so I think 3,000, Lisa, mm-hmm. there is the right number.
Okay.
Yep.
So starting with the first one again, Rick, was the line?
First one is the fifth line up on 113. 30, it goes from 56.5 to 36.5. Then the next line down goes from 3,750 to 2,000. And then skip the next one, and the 4,500 goes to 3,000.
Thank you. In both the re-estimate and the
right. Correct.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else on that?
No.
Okay. That takes us to the Justice Center. Can we take 20 out of that? The parts and supplies also?
Mm-hmm. 96,000.
Yep. Vehicle fuels, I think, actually over where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Community services, you can reduce by a couple hundred anyway.
Yeah. Make it an even 2,000.
Okay.
Yeah, well, fuel for the generator is something we're just going to have to feel out as we go through the year to see.
Okay. Is there anything big in here that you're talking about doing in the Justice Center?
I think I've got about three projects. The jail has requested that negative air system for their sick bay area. I think that's approximately $8,000. I have to start on a recarpeting program of that building, and I've got in there for the jail or the sheriff's main hallway to start. I think that is that. Six or seven?
It's 8,000.
Okay.
It's in 414.
And the other one is also a jail issue of the overhead doors on the sally ports. But I have nothing bigger than those approximately $8,000 projects.
On the carpets, are you going to the squares?
Going to the squares, yes.
So if we do come in and do the renovation and you do that main hallway and then that configuration changes, it's not going to be that complex
right.
to add or reduce.
Exactly. And then my plan is after that one to start up in the courts in the long hallways with those and then be ready to go into the office areas.
Calvin, the selling port doors, replacing those?
Both doors and openers. We're getting to the point we've had some issues of them, the hinges breaking and some problems with the openers.
We don't think of that building as old, but that building got years on it.
They get a lot of cycles on them, and, you know, they're doors that we need to work all the time. And so when they start getting some age, I think it's time to put new ones up and move on.
What's the estimated cost on that?
About $6,800 for both of them, so it's I think it's pretty reasonable.
The new equipment that you're getting is all replacing equipment that we really need to have replaced. And so you got a couple lawn mowers and you got a couple snow piles and things like that.
Yeah, nothing big.
Nothing big, no.
Okay. And all at the point of cycle where we need to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next year,
would it mean to us in terms of longevity if we had indoor storage for some of these things that sit outdoors right now? I know you do as good a job as you can keeping things undercover.
I think it's extremely important. You know, we've got these dump trailers that
sitting in,
I've got them under the canopy now, but in the summertime, a lot of the time, we've got elections and stuff. They get moved out. They sit out in the sun out at the Justice Center. And that's the worst thing, I think, on any equipment is sitting out in the sun in the weather like that. So I think it would be real important to be able to have that to put our trailers in and our skid loader and our plows. I don't like those sitting in the sun. Those are the same thing.
I think it could be we have one of our, I don't even know if you know this, Cal, one of our cabs on our tractors, they put it on this haul. Something was stinking, and they couldn't find it. Finally, tore the heater apart, and mice had got in there, chewed up a bunch of stuff. And
that stuff gets stored out at the farm in the old, the old building out there. So yeah,
it takes a toll.
It would be good to have some kind of a enclosure to put equipment in. We have a big investment in equipment.
Anything else? I want to talk about conservation camp before we're done.
Is there anything we need to touch on remodel camp?
Yeah, I don't have any of that with me. I got a price and a drawing for about $6,000 and some change for that down there. So with that and the mailbox, we're probably going to eat up $10,000 before we're...
Did we put anything in last year's budget for it?
No,
that came about afterwards. So
what kind of time frame from beginning to end on a project like that?
Well, I think he's pretty much ready to go if we get the okay from you to move ahead with it. It's winter time, and he'll build it all off site, and then he'll come in, set it in place, and then the only thing after that we have to wait for is he'll put temporary shelving on the top, and then the Corian guy will come in and measure. He has to have exact measurements to put the Corian tops on.
Reasons, not the least of which is liability.
Well, yeah, the desk is going to go out over that, so that.
Right. I just think we do that sooner rather than later for a lot of reasons. And it's not part of the FY17 budget. I mean, that's another one that we're figuring out where it fits and how we're putting. I mean, it's, okay, so it impacts our ending fund balance in general, right?
Security cameras in anticipated
this year? Not at this point. Not this next year's budget.
You know, that's something I guess I should bring it up. Like Barb has put a, I think it's a relatively inexpensive camera out in front of her office door downstairs. If there was any way that could be incorporated into at least one camera in each building, because of, well, for example, the situation that happened up in, was it Fort Dodge a couple weeks ago? Somebody went in there and blew all the fire extinguishers off, and they had to close down for a week. I mean, it'd be nice to have cameras just for the fact that we'd be able to get a picture of somebody that did that if we ever had that problem. So...
Yeah, I would absolutely support really, really low-end, lower-quality recorded cameras where, I mean, it's not an immediate response kind of thing. It's after the fact. Somebody still comes in and blows the fire, but you got pictures then of what's happening. I would support that in a hurry. I don't think it would cost us that much. No.
I don't think so, and I think they have the capabilities, you know, she could tie them right into the computer system and they would log for, you know, a few days to maybe a week at a time and you'd
well,
have
let's have
history.
That conversation with Barbara when she comes in. So that could be something that we're asking you guys, whatever role you would have in installing those things. I mean, I don't know how complex any of that is.
But I think that would be money well spent.
Okay. Good call, Wayne.
I was looking for some devious thing to do after I retire.
Yeah.
I come back and get up and
wait. Yeah, I can't remember.
Then I went back on speed.
So for me, I go in a lot of public buildings and other places. And the reality is the way that Story County, and this has been true for a long, long time. So Gal, you give a lot of credit that it was happening before you were director. For a long, long time, you could just tell when the Story County, the way Story County maintained its facilities is above and beyond what most do. That is to the benefit of the taxpayer in that we aren't dealing with the deferred maintenance items and the rundown that a lot of places are. We're handling that at the time. This board is doing a great job of really trying to dig in and not defer maintenance. The exception to that is our conservation properties. Clearly, our conservation properties are used a little differently, but they're also maintained a little differently. And so I asked the question, I don't even remember how long ago, of what it would take to have our facilities department start to maintain conservation facilities. Some of that has to do with, I think there's an opportunity here as CLP moves away from us and now potentially further away from us, that we have existing manpower to be able to do some of this. But the other part of it is I want to make sure that Story County facilities are taken care of like Story County facilities. And I don't think that's happening right now. I think that when you ask an individual area like conservation to do it, they're going to do it on the cheap because that's what they do. They're going to sit here in front of us and we're going to question every expenditure as we're supposed to do. And so they end up doing something for half the cost of whatever it costs us to take it in-house, but we end up getting a quarter of the benefit. And so I'd rather spend more, but have the expectation, the reasonable expectation, that the places were going to be really well taken care of, and when you walked in them, you felt like you were in a really, really nice, well taken care of facility. So Cal did a good job putting together numbers. And it looks to me like, and I haven't been able to break out all the conservation stuff, but it looks to me like it's double.
Like I said earlier, the only thing that they budget is for cleaning of the conservation center on a contract labor. They pay $700 a month. That includes floor care. So, you know, they budget $9,000 to clean the conservation center. Have an outside party come in and do that. Other than that, I honestly could not tell you how the rest of this gets, where that fits, as far as where they're paying for it from.
Yeah, and how? I mean, he's handling it in-house.
Well, in-house. Some of the rangers do some stuff out of
here. Yeah, I mean, that's, that was with the city, with the Parks Department. I mean, the Parks Department guys took care of the shelters. And I have a brother that works for the Parks Department in Ames, and that's, I mean, primarily their carpenter. So that's what he does. He maintains the shelters. So I would assume that when something needs done at one of the shelters, Raker Grove, that he has a tech or whoever that has that skill that goes and does whatever.
And is that what we want to be paying the tech for, right? So what is that tech not doing? Do we need the tech, first of all, or do we need somebody in facilities? And while that tech is doing whatever that is, what is the tech not doing? Right. And what I'm saying is we have a phenomenal facilities department. We know what we get from our facilities department. These are Story County buildings. Why would this not be part of what we expect from our facilities department? Right. It allows conservation to not have to worry about their facilities. It puts a little more on you guys. I mean, no question about it. But it's what you're here for. I mean, we make sure you have the resources necessary to do the job, and then we expect you to do the job. And it just seems to me like, for whatever reason, that's the one area in the county that we're really disjointed from. I know that Darren takes care of a lot of his stuff on his own. Mm-hmm. To me, that's a little...
The build the office, right?
We do the custodial,
Yeah.
We change some light ballast once in a while, but otherwise, like the furnace work, that's contracted out to C&K, and and that sort of thing. He is going to do some carpet here shortly in the main area, not the whole building, but
Is he going to do that, or is he going to have that?
He's going to pay for it. It's going to be the same.
Your guys are going to do it. He's going to pay for it.
Well, yeah, Carpet One's going to do it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Carpet One does all our our flooring. Yeah. So, yeah, they're doing it. He went through me to get it done. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm suggesting, I'm not suggesting we make a decision right here, because I think it's only fair to have the conversation with Mike and Conservation before we decide something like this. But what I am suggesting is that we look really, really strongly at turning our conservation facilities over to facilities.
And these figures here are just costs, doesn't include personnel.
Well, I do have the employee cost down there for two. I believe I have two maintenance and one custodian in there also.
But it's not, I mean, the actual figure's not on here.
It's over on the bottom.
It's on the total. On the bottom.
And then the employee cost is listed separate.
Cost.
And that employee cost is two full-time maintenance and one full-time custodian.
And if this is the way the board wants to go, I'm all for it. It is a struggle, though, right now. The last year, we've had a lot of add-on projects that have come about that were not planned, not scheduled, and they really put us behind. We've been behind on our normal maintenance that we usually do. So this would be a struggle, and it'd be if you do decide to do something like this, I'm all in, but it may come out that we may need more staff down the road to
cover
everything.
How much time are we using right now on CLP? Not the group homes. On the administration.
On CLP, well,
I've been maintaining that.
Yeah, she's got the numbers. I don't have them with me right now.
And so I'd like to know that, because to me, there's some hours there that if we get rid of CLP, there's some hours there that go away.
Yeah.
And so for me, and I don't know if it's a straight wash or how close it is to a wash, but that's what I'm viewing as eating up some of these hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does some of the facility staff share time between CLP, admin building, and human services center?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And actually today I've got those two over here doing the fire inspection. So, That's the intention. Is I have two in Ames to take care of everything in Ames, but as needed, well, everybody may be over here some days.
I mean, you've got X number of hours per year of work that you've got to do, right? And if we're asking for a lot more than 2,200 hours a year from an individual, we better look at having more individuals. But like I say, there's X number of hours associated with CLP administration building now that we're going to take off the table.
Yeah.
And we just got to figure out how to make all those hours work and what kind of staffing it requires. I would be really reluctant to see you guys reduce your staff when we have things that aren't getting done.
Absolutely. Right? Yes. Without a doubt. There is going to be a time factor too in this too. There'll be travel time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
that has to be counted for too. So, but like I say, if that's what the board wants to do, I'm all for it.
Well, for me, I don't like having what I think is a different level of facility. I love our conservation facilities, and they are used a little differently than the rest of our facilities.
Right.
I get that, but you notice a difference when you walk in.
Yeah. And I think the other thing we need to keep in mind is with the animal shelter. I mean, we're getting close to making a decision. And whether it's the building that we're in now or if it's a different building, it's still going to be, I think, additional building, county building, that needs to be maintained.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand.
And so... That's something else we're going to have to keep in mind.
Right? No question.
If we do end up in the same building, then that means that we're going to take over the snow removal. And he's doing that now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Landlord.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to add all that together. And then the last thing I want to say to you, Callie, is that you're 100% right. There have been multiple extra projects that have been put on your plate. We need you to be able to say, listen, board, that's great. You guys want to, you know, build a wall here or whatever it is, but I don't have the staff time right now to do it. And we need to look at, if we want to do a project like that, we need to look at contracting some of that work out rather than asking Cal's guys to put things on the back burner that aren't getting done. And you just got to help us with that.
Yeah.
You got to be able to say, listen, this is the reality of this. And then we make the decision of, okay, do we really want to do that right now? We can contract it out, or do we want to just hold off?
I mean, and the part that makes me a little queasy about some of that stuff is that your guys do such a good job.
Yeah.
We're so conscientious about the work that they do because they know that they're going to, not only are they building it, they're maintaining it.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be a big project for me to be willing to have to. I mean, I get why we're doing the front desk, while we're farming out the front desk. That's a little different kind of project than your guys do.
Yeah.
Right. The rest of it, I'd have a hard time doing it at a time that Cal's guys didn't have time to do it.
Right.
But I don't like hearing that there's stuff we need to be getting done that we're not getting done because of these special projects.
Yeah.
We need to be completely aware of that and go from there.
Well, just a quick example is, you know, we've been busy with some of these building projects, putting some doors in, wall here, there. And for probably 2 years now, I was on a painting program, my night guys, at the Justice Center. Well, 2 years, that hasn't happened. In the wintertime, that's basically what they did. We started going through areas and repainting walls and fixing where we had to. So, you know, there's areas you walk through there that you see that needs attention. So it's stuff like that, the little things that need to be.
Well, do you have any other of those projects, any of those wall building, door installation, are there any of those still sitting on your calendar, or have you got all of them?
There's a potential of another one, a wall or a door being cut in out at the county attorney's for an office that may be coming up. That is, I think we ordered the door for it.
The door's been ordered.
So that'll take up some time, and we're still picking away at the magnets on the doors for the fire inspection. That's still.
Yeah, that's one of those we just got to get done.
Yeah, and I understand that, but it hits right at snow time. You know, when the snow comes, pretty much everything gets put on hold because.
Sure.
We plow the snow and we haul it away, and I think that's important to keep that kind of work because it saves the county huge what that would cost to contract out. And I think the guys do a good job of it, and they enjoy having a break from doing what they do to do something different.
Now, I'll put it again. It's on the right side, passenger side.
I'm going to... No comment on that, Mr. Clinton.
Show me the profile.
All this budget about is in the back, just as you turn out.
Well, I would say this. I would say, from my perspective, finish off the projects that you've started. Right. So that's if there's a door in the county attorney's office that you started, you ordered it, let's go ahead and finish it off. Keep picking away at the magnets, but then let's be tough enough to say, no, we don't have time to do any other projects until we get back on our programs. I like what you're doing with the painting. It makes so much more sense to me to take things a piece at a time rather than wait until everything's peeling and ripping up and to do it. So let's just have a moratorium on special projects if at all possible.
Now, when do the people come and shoot things, you know? There's stuff in file cabinets down there.
Yeah,
and if I just dump it right and just send it right down to shoot into a incinerator, that would be something we would do.
Like when we got rid of the jail cells?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Who carried that stuff up there a piece at a time?
You just answered your own question, didn't you?
These fancy things, they're called four-wheel carts. You can pile a few things on it and take it.
We can figure out something to make it a little easier.
How are we at with the door maintenance? Are we halfway through the process, the door maintenance?
I don't think they're halfway.
Everything's done except for tying in the sheriff's side. So we've just moved over to the court side. We've got two levels to do, so I would say approximately we're a third of the way through that.
But you think that'll be done by June 30th?
Oh, yeah. We'll be done by spring.
If we prioritize the doors that they like to follow open. So there's some doors that they want to open, and there's some doors that are nice if they're open, but they don't really care as much. And we put the ones that they like. You know, right now you walk through there and you got a book in front of the door. It's not ideal some of the places.
Yeah, and I hope that everybody's happy when we're done. That's our goal. The other thing is there is an electric heat issue too that's probably going to come about out there too. That's going to be a non-budgeted issue to talk about.
You guys already put one in, right?
I put one in for her to try it out, and if that's a go, then it's going to be that will have to be contracted out. There's just no way we can do that, and there will be a pretty good price tag on that. But that's what it's going to take to make it comfortable.
To hold her staff off for this one. That's the conversation that her and I had earlier, so ago, a couple weeks ago.
Is it really that cold in there? I mean, does that part of the building really stay that cold?
Those perimeter offices, it's a problem because it's block wall, and you know when you get down to 0 degrees on the outside, it just radiates right through. And talking to our HVAC contractor, he says we've done this in several places. It just when you got heat blowing down from up above, you can't heat
down below.
Okay. So
maybe something similar in IT.
Yeah, but
okay. Yeah, I don't think it's really, really, really cold and stays cold. I think she's gonna
buy everybody battery powered socks.
Blankets.
I told them
the battery powered blankets. Yeah, and these caps you can wear and long underwear. Shoot.
Super Cassie has lots of blankets. I saw them.
Oh, yeah.